Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's time for the ADD word of the day.
Are you in witness protection and you don't know it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Fine. What's the word of the day, Sam?
I've got two options. I've got a six-letter option and a much longer option.
Let's go with the six-letter.
Yeah, let's keep it simple.
Just get us to Friday here.
Smart. Your ADD word of the day, which stands for anti-dum-dum word of the day, because we discovered recently that our English language is dwindling thanks to AI. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. Corker.
Corker?
Corker.
Corker. I thought you said porker.
Corker. C-O-R-K-E-R. Corker.
That's a real corker.
Keep it above board.
No, corker.
I knew you guys were going to take this dirty. I like to pick ones that sound dirty.
Corker.
Just because that's where your mind's going to go.
Okay, help me. Is it a noun?
Corker is indeed a noun.
Could it be anything else?
It could be a verb.
Really?
Okay, all right.
Really?
Okay.
Above board. Dana Wright.
All right, corker.
It is
noun.
Somebody who puts the cork in wine bottles.
No.
I was going to say someone who knocks down the trees in the forest and then makes the trees into the cork that becomes the wine, because I think a cork's a tree, but I'm not sure.
No.
Okay, then I got nothing.
It is an excellent or astonishing person or thing.
That's a real corker.
That's a real corker.
An astonishing thing.
Yes. So it was the season's first goal, and man, it was a corker.
All right, give me the definition again, because if I hear it twice, I'll remember it on Friday.
No, you won't.
An excellent or astonishing person or thing. Corker.
Corker. So I'm a corker.
Get out.
I'm a corker. And you're right, Dana. Cork is made from a layer of bark.
I thought so.
Specifically from the cork oak tree.
Mm-hmm. It is native to Southwest Europe and Northwest Africa. Huh.
And so what were you alluding to with the other definitions?
I thought we were going to keep this above board.
We are. And all I said was I want the shorter word because we already are struggling to remember. Can I make...
I don't even remember what Monday's word was.
I don't either. Can I make a suggestion as we move forward?
Sure.
I like that we are all together expanding our vocabulary. You are keeping a master list in there, correct? But one of the words, and it was a good word, Sam, was the act of throwing someone out a window.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I mean, the fact that there
even... Do you remember that word?
No, but the fact that there even was a word for that, used rarely, I hope, you know... is odd. I think we should focus on words like corker, and I applaud your word today, words that you might actually use in a sentence.
I would remind you that the person who came up with the word or who brought to the table the word of throwing, the act of throwing somebody out of a window was you.
No, it wasn't. It was Sam.
No, it was you.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for passing the blame.
I like corker because I feel like it's the first word that you would really actually use.
No, you had one. It was the first one right out of the gate. It's in a Pink Floyd song.
Frittering?
Frittering.
Frittering.
A word we would actually use.
That was a word that we found in some of the old documents in the basement of our home.
Yes.
And it was on an award. And it said, you could have done all kinds of things with your time. Other people would be frittering away their talents, yet you worked toward this award and got this achievement, so congratulations.
So Pink Floyd used the word fritter in their song Time of Dark Side of the Moon.
Good.
Ticking away the moments that make up a dull day, you fritter and waste the hours in an offhand way.
Okay.
We've really only had two words that wouldn't be usable in a sentence. We had bibble. That's very common.
I forget what that means.
Chewing loudly.
Oh, yeah.
drinking loudly. Ineffable, very common.
Which is awesome,
awesome,
great.
Yeah, so good it can't be explained with words.
That is ineffable.
To throw somebody out a window was defenestrate. And yes, I don't see a context in which... Well, they defenestrated the man.
I think there are days where that Dana would like to defenestrate Scott.
And the other one that we got that would never be used in a sentence was Scott's submission, and it meant left-handed. Do you remember what the word was?
No.
No.
Wittershins.
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 No, we've got to start focusing on words that...
Which, by the way, was old German dialect.
Yeah,
that is correct.
That you would use in a... That you actually, our listeners, would use in a sentence.
Okay. And corker is one. Somebody who is something or something that is incredible or exceptional, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, man, that call was a real corker.
Call was a real corker.
You mean, I like to consider myself a man of faith.
That call was a real corker.
And Ruiz hits it out of the ballpark. I don't know if I'll be putting on these headphones for Fox tomorrow.
You know why? He was DeLulu.
He was DeLulu.
Why is that the only word I can remember all week, and that is the stupidest word?
That was not an ADD word of the day.
No, I know it. They added it to the Webster's Dictionary.
Skibbity.
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 Skibbity Riz.
Which has no meaning.
Skibbity Riz. You've got great Skibbity Riz. Overland Park is getting a new flag.
I saw this.
It's actually kind of nice. It's got three different colors on the flag. There's a tree to the left.
Yeah.
And then two like different colors that are in the shape of a V, a sideways V on the end of the flag. The reason for this, I don't know if you were aware of it.
Looks good.
The existing Overland Park flag is considered one of the worst city flags in the United States.
Oh, I love it. The OP with the tree coming out of it. I loved the old flag.
Featuring the city's name and slogan on a plain white background.
Sometimes simple's better.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that there was a North American Vexillological Association.
What?
Vexillological Association. North American Vexillological Association, the NAVA, and they are the ones who apparently...
They rank flags.
They rank city flags, and they have ranked Overland Park's one of the worst in the country.
There is literally on their website a tab that says good flag, bad flag.
Can you read some of the good ones and some of the bad ones?
It's more like the five principles of your flag. You should keep it simple.
Okay, wait. Yeah, the flag is so bad. It's not the OP with the oak tree.
No.
Okay.
It's literally just the word Overland Park. Overland is green. Park is black. Smaller text, Kansas underneath. And then it says above and beyond by design.
Okay, keep it simple.
So this is the current
that is
flag.
So bad.
That's
it looks
bad.
Like a logo.
That's pretty bad. The five principles are this. If you're designing a flag, keep it simple. Use meaningful symbolism. Use two or three basic colors. Limit it to that. No lettering or seals. And be distinctive or be related.
Well, if it's no lettering or seals, then Kansas and Missouri are both out.
What is that word again? Vexillological Society.
Vexillological Association.
What is a vexillologist?
The study of flags is vexillology.
Okay, then, but Sam?
We're way late on the break.
Why?
Thank God.
Would that be something somebody does?
We'll talk about it in just a moment. 913-586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.